Well, guys, let me start by telling you a bit about me, a bit of a story about me. I grew up right here in Cranbrook, okay? Nice, quiet, suburban kind of town. Great place to grow up. I went to a great school, a Christian school, had great friends there. And I had a great church that I grew up going to right here. And I had lots of Christian friends. Life was really good, really sweet. And then when I was 15, everything changed, right? Me and my family, we moved over to Western Australia, northwest in the middle of nowhere, to a place called Wickham. About 1,500 people in that town. And there was about half mining, half Aboriginals. And that's where we moved to. And so gone was my, you know, quiet suburban town. Gone was the great Christian school I went to. I went to the local high school, which was not very local, it was 50 k's away. And gone was my church family that I had. There was no church when we moved over there. And I had no friends, first of all, to start with. But especially, I had no Christian friends. And I'd never realized how lonely you could be until you had no Christian friends. That first 6 months over there was probably the loneliest time of my life. And so as I come to talk about loneliness here, hear what the Bible says about loneliness, I thought I'd ask by asking the question, what's your loneliness story? When have you felt lonely in life? Maybe you feel lonely right now. Maybe you've moved to a new place, a new church, you don't know anyone, a new school, and you feel lonely. Maybe your family has grown up, they've moved out, moved on, and they've forgotten you. They barely ever see you and you feel lonely. Maybe you've been at church for a while and you know lots of people at the church, but you still feel lonely. Still feel like there's no one there that you really trust, that you really have a close relationship with. I think everyone knows what it's like to be lonely at some point. So let's see what the Bible has to say about it. So have a look at 2 Timothy there. Now, 2 Timothy was written by Paul to his protege Timothy. And Paul's an old man when he's writing this, and he's now in jail, okay? And he's eventually going to be killed in this time in jail. But he's in prison in Rome, and he was arrested for proclaiming the gospel, telling people about Jesus. And it seems that now he's in the process of being tried in a court for his crimes. Look at verse 16 there. He says, "At my first offense, no one came to support me. Everyone deserted me." I mean, that's just really hard for Paul, isn't it? It'd be so painful, not just because he's, you know, on trial, he's in jail, he might be getting put to death. I mean, that's hard enough as it is. But no one's come to support him. He's in Rome, right? And there's a church in Rome. There's many Christians in Rome who would have known Paul, who would have been dear to Paul. And yet, no one comes to support him. We don't know why. Maybe they were afraid of getting the same lot as Paul. But they deserted him at his hour of greatest need, now when he really needed people. But what happened? Verse 17, "But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth." Even though everyone had deserted Paul, God had not. God stood by his side and strengthened him and enabled him to preach the gospel to all those who were listening at his trial. And it says that he was delivered from the lion's mouth. So, what can we learn from this passage about loneliness? I think it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Even when people let you down, even when people abandon you and ditch you, God is always there. God stands by your side. And he's promised to do that. Jesus, before he ascended, said to his disciples, "I will be with you until the end of the age." And that's a promise not just for those 12 disciples. It's a promise for every Christian, everyone who trusts in Jesus. Jesus has given us his Spirit to comfort us in our time of need, to strengthen us when we need strength, when we feel lonely. God is always there. He never leaves you, no matter what. And we can take great comfort in that truth. Now, I could sit down right now and finish a sermon here. We've kind of looked at the passage. It's, you know, it's encouraging. But I thought I'd ask a question that this passage doesn't really ask. But I think it's something that often a lot of us might feel when it comes to loneliness. And the question is this. What about when you feel like God has abandoned you? What about when you feel lonely from God? Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt that God is far away from you? I think it often happens when life's going pretty bad or life's really hard and you just feel like God is kind of off doing something else and not really caring about you at all. He's far away. And we know that in reality, the truth is that Jesus says he's always with us. He gives us his spirit. But often, sometimes we don't feel like he is. And that can be really hard. What do you do in those times when you feel lonely from God? Well, I think the Bible tells us clearly, very simple, pray. Pray to God. That's the answer. Now, it sounds pretty straightforward, right? Most of us are used to praying, but I'm talking about praying in a way that maybe we're not used to praying in. I'm talking about praying honestly with God, praying openly with God about how you feel. For example, if I was feeling lonely from God, my life was going hard, it might go something a bit like this. God, what are you doing? Where are you? My life sucks right now. You promised you'd be here with me. Why are you hiding from me? That's a prayer of someone who's being honest with God. I wonder if you've ever prayed something like that. I wonder if you've ever realized that you're allowed to pray something like that. I think often we feel like we're not allowed to say anything kind of mean to God because, you know, he might zap us or something like that. But I think it's actually a really good thing to do. And in fact, there's many examples in the Bible of people who have done this before. I'd love for you right now to turn to Psalm 13, which is page 541 if you've got a church Bible there. Psalm chapter 13. The guy who wrote this psalm is King David. And this psalm is a prayer. In fact, pretty much all the psalms are prayers. And have a look at what this one says. I'm going to read the first two verses. Page 541, Psalm 13. David prays this to God. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. That was David praying to God honestly and openly about how he thought at that time. And there's many other psalms like this. Psalm 22 starts with a famous line, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus copied David in praying that when he was on the cross, when he was dying for sin, dying the punishment that we deserve to pay ourselves, but that he took our place in. He prayed it when he felt lonely, when he felt like God and everyone had abandoned him. See, it's okay to pray like this, guys. And I think it actually helps us when we pray like this. See, God doesn't get mad at us when we talk to him honestly. Okay, God is not a teenage girl. Now, I'm sorry if you're a teenage girl here, but I'm going to pick on you guys right now. Okay, all right, don't worry. God, when God hears someone praying like this to him, God doesn't say, "Oh, he said, what about me? Oh, she prayed what? That's it. I'm never talking to them ever again." All right. God is not a teenage girl, okay? No, I'm not saying teenage girls are all like that. But God's not like that, okay? What does the Bible say that God's like? He's a father. God is our father. A father wants his child to open up to him about how they actually feel. A father wants their child to tell them about how their life is actually going. A father craves that. Your heavenly Father craves that. He wants you to be honest with him. Not for his sake, not so he gets a kick out of it, but so that he can love and care for you. It's good for us to be open and honest with God. Honesty is a great policy with God, and it's actually a great policy with other people too. See, if you're honest with others, that often leads to less loneliness with other people. Remember how I told you when I first moved to Wickham and it was really hard time in my life? That first 6 months over there was probably the most lonely period of my life. And at the end of that 6 months, or around the time, I found out that there was another Christian guy in my year at school. What? Another Christian? That was amazing. And so eventually I got to know him a bit, and I went and hung out at his house one day. And we decided we'd go for a big walk up a hill. Now, there's not much to do in Wickham, so that's what we did. We walked up the top of this hill, and we're at the top of the hill for about, I reckon, about 2 hours, because we just started talking and sharing honestly about how we were going. And for someone who had been for months feeling really lonely, feeling like they had no one to talk to about life, about following Jesus in a really hard place, that was the most liberating feeling I ever felt, to feel like I wasn't lonely anymore. I had a brother. And that guy, Mitch, I still keep in touch with him, still great friends today. And we supported each other all the way through school. We were open and honest with each other. And I think it's something that we can really use, this idea of being honest with other believers. And so there's 2 points I want to finish with about loneliness, some things I want you to try. And they both got to do with honesty. Number one is share honestly with other believers. Share honestly with people in your church. Listen to these words from the great prophet Billy Joel. He says, "Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you." It's true, right? Honesty is hardly ever heard. So often we come to church, I think, and we act and say things like everything's going pretty good in our life. We kind of keep the face on, our Facebook face, like everything looks good on the surface. When people come up to us, and they say, "How are ya?" "Good." So often, we're not good, yet we still say it. Why is that? I really challenge you guys today to be honest with someone today, because it actually leads to not feeling lonely. If someone comes up to you and says, "How are you?" Don't just say "good." Don't just say "busy." Be honest. Grow that friendship with that person, that fellowship with that other believer. I think a great way, if you're kind of struggling to get past the small talk, because it is hard, I think, for us in our culture, a question that I found really helpful is, how can I pray for you? How can I be praying for you? I think that often breaks down some barriers, and then people feel like they can share a bit more about struggles that are happening. And then you can return the favor as well. And if both of you share about things you can be praying for, it often leads to that closer friendship, deeper friendship, and not to loneliness. It's what we need, guys. Now, it's often really hard to be honest with others. Some people find it really hard to share themselves with others. And if that's you, don't freak out, right? I'm not telling you to go and share your dirty laundry with everyone. But I'm encouraging you to find just a few people, maybe 2 people, maybe just 1 person that you trust, or you think you can trust, and be honest with them. Share with them. It's really good for when you're feeling lonely. That's the first point. Share honestly with fellow believers. The second point is share honestly with God. God has promised that he will never, ever leave you. God loves you so much and will never stop loving you. When you feel lonely, turn to him. Talk to him. Be honest with him. And if you're feeling lonely from him, do the same thing. Pray to him. Be honest with him. A really helpful thing that I sometimes do when I'm feeling like that is I have a flick through the Psalms and kind of read the first few lines. And sometimes you can find Psalms that are prayers, and you can use that to pray to God. Use the Psalm to help you be honest with God. When you draw near to God, you'll feel closer to him. Now, I should say, feelings aren't everything, okay? It never changes that God is always with us. But feelings are important, okay? They are important. And when you're feeling lonely, talk to God and tell him about it. Share honestly with fellow believers. Share honestly with God. That's my 2 top tips for today.